और एक घर है और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है और ये जादू किया है ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह ने। आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर की इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं। टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई। ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह 6472903773 6472903773।
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामी है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल जय गुरु दत्ता साई राम अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड वेलकम एवरीबॉडी ए गुड आफ्टरनून वेलकम टू शब्दम रेडियो वी आर ऑन एम 770 WTOR एंड ऑफ कोर्स अराउंड द वर्ल्ड एट www.shabdamradio.com। एंड यू नो यू कैन लिसन बाय टेलीफोन 647-872-4900। Yep, simply call 6478724900. It's a beautiful Saturday. Hey, don't forget, if you have something to celebrate, give us a call. Message me at 416-832-7293. That's for WhatsApp or text messages. Or, of course, you could call me at 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. For your dedication, greetings, and shout-outs.
Na छोड़िएगा सिलसिले मुराकातों के, ना छोड़िएगा ना छोड़िएगा।
It's Shabnam on a Saturday. I also want to shout out all regulars. You know who you are. Welcome, everybody. Hey, Miss Sunshine, are you with us?
Dil na jalay ja, ho.
Hey, it's a beautiful Saturday, and of course, great to have you in our company. We want to say hello and welcome to those online. I want to say hello and welcome to Nina and Fritz.
With the unstoppable.
Of course, the unstoppable DJ Navi keeping us company. Hey, Tara. How are you, Tara? Of course, locked and listening.
Mera chain vain sab ujda. Zalim nazar hata le. Mera chain vain sab ujda. Zalim nazar hata le. Barbaad ho rahe hai ji. Barbaad ho rahe hai ji. Tere apne shehar wale. Mera chain vain sab ujda. Zalim nazar hata le. Barbaad ho rahe hai ji. Tere apne shehar wale. Ho meri angdaai na toote tu aaya. Meri angdaai na toote tu aaya.
Kajraare, 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 kare nena.
Kajraare, kajraare.
Well, as we, you all know, we are in that time, Pitri Pak, and where we recognize and remember our ancestors. I thought today I would remember some of our dear listeners, and I don't have a good memory, but from what I remember, I just wanted to call out some names. So here's what. If you have any names that I missed from those who normally would listen, I just wanted to pay our respect. And, you know, they're always in my memory, and I always talk about them. So, I just wanted to dedicate a song in their loving memory. They're not my ancestors, or in any way our ancestors, but they were vibrant people that live and work among us. And I know them as listeners, and again, I don't remember. I'm sure their names here I wouldn't call, but, you know, you would have, if you've been listening for a while, you would have heard names like Judy of, we always call Judy, and she's a call-in from Coxwell Hospital. She was a nurse. Don't remember Judy's last name, but Judy was from Coxwell Hospital, and we lost her, and that was a surprise indeed. Shobha Maharaj. Shobha Maharaj, a dear, dear friend. We lost her a couple of years ago. And Shobha used to work with a travel agency, if you remember. Also, we remember Nikki Khan, the wife of their brother, Gary Khan. Again, this is by no means, I'm not trying to be disrespectful if I don't remember some names, but these are some names that I think about and just came to mind. Terry Ragunanan was a proud Christian. And I remember once, you know, I listened to the show. He had, with the yellow eyes, jaundice. And some of his family members wanted to come and jarry him. And he said no. And, you know, his faith was strong. And he said his God would heal him and don't worry. And, you know, in a couple of days it cleared up. And I remember how his faith, that's one thing I remembered about that one guy, Terry Ragunanan. And I always remember him. Amral Khan was a gentleman. He said when you see him, he was more a rock and roller. He had a beautiful Caucasian wife, and he said because of this program, he started to go back to the mosque. He reverted to Islam, and I remember funny thing is because of some of the Islamic selection, we would play the short talks, but more when it really brought back a lot of memories when he listened to the opening of the program with that iconic opening that we have with the late Moin Muhammad. I remember he invited me to eat. I met him once. We were doing a live broadcast down in Scarborough Magic Q, and he came. And he was standing there. I wonder who this guy and this white lady, you know. And then he said that he followed us and he enjoyed the program. And I remember him. And who would forget Mrs. Samaru? Mrs. Samaru, I mean, she is the name that is well known and celebrated on this program every time we can. I always remember Mrs. Samaru. And not forgetting, they were sisters, Sister Miney and the late Sister Finey. They were twins, you remember. We talk about them. They used to call. For my birthday, they would always call and sing an English song and an Indian song. And we remember them today. Sheikh Farooq, who always would be listening throughout his dialysis. And that guy, he had a different kind of heart. He went through so many accidents and calamities, and he was strong, a short little man, but boy, he loved his family, he loved his religion, and he loved listening to us here on Shabnam Radio. And I always remember him fondly, Sheikh Farooq. So those are some of the names that I have at the top of my head. I know there would be many others, but today we want to take some time and remember those who are no longer with us. You know who, Joseph, I'm trying to remember his name, Joseph Nanku, a gentleman who, I believe, was never given the accolade that he deserved. He was one of the founding members of the Arawak Sports Club, and a name that is synonymous with sports and happy times. So I just wanted to, again, you guys feel free to send me some names that you would like me to take some time and dedicate a song to, I'd be more than happy to do that. Today we're kicking back a little bit, right, and taking some time to remember those who have gone before us. And this sacred time of Pitripak, I thought I would do that. And this one is a very familiar song. I know you all would know it. It's Tudgai Mala, done by the poet Pradeep.
बिखर चले दो दिन रह कर साथ जाने किधर चले टूट गई है माला मिलन की दुनिया छोड़ चलेंगे आज विरह में सपने खोए खोए नैनों में हैं उजड़े उजड़े सपने उजड़े उजड़े सपने याद की गठरी लिए झुकाए नजर चले दो दिन रह कर साथ जाने किधर चले टूट गई है माला अब तो ये जग में जिएंगे आंसू पीते पीते जैसी इन पे बीती वैसी और किसी पे न बीते और किसी पे न बीते कोई मत पूछो इन्हें लिए किस डगर चले दो दिन रह कर साथ जाने किधर चले टूट गई है माला मोती बिखर चले दिन रह कर साथ जाने किधर चले जाने किधर चले जाने किधर चले
दिस इज रेडियो शबनम यू आर लिसनिंग टू 770 AM on your dial and of course around the world at www.shabnamradio.com and remember please help us spread the word, share it with our friends and family, and let us continue keeping each other's company right here on AM 770. Shabnam Radio, hey, by the way, I want to tell you, we will be doing an interview later with author Ahmad Hamid, author of, originally from Guyana, based in New York City, and an interesting book he wrote, and I think this is a gentleman. I saw him once on Facebook, and the work that he has been doing, I didn't get much time to prep for this interview with him, but I figured that's okay because I have a million and one questions for him. So that's coming up about 1:45. He'll be my guest. The Little Library, we don't want it to come on, I'm not sure. I haven't heard back from them yet, but I'm waiting for Feriel Khan to contact, to confirm. So we have some interesting things happening on the program. Stay with us. And later in the program, I promise again, you keep sending me those names, and thank you to Shazim for submitting a couple names. And for sure we will take some time throughout this program to remember those who have left us.
Thank you. धीरे धीरे से दिल को चुराना।
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
It's a great time to share and save at Global Wireless Solutions, a Rogers authorized dealer. Now you can pay any of your Rogers home service and get a 5G Plus plan for only $55 per month. Plus, add a third line for as low as $40 per month. Call 905-794-3656 or visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton, where you can get many more in-store offers on Rogers products and services. We got you. Rogers.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One bank serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service. Never late. Ocean cargo and you're air free. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One bank serving the whole nation. Lapakan.
Visit lapakan.com.
Authentic Trinity Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattox home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trinity Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Trinidad's Sham G brings you a radio show like no other. Step into the Bollywood Zone, the Indian music industry's biggest hit. You've just gotta hear this show. Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. exclusively in Toronto on Shubnam Radio.
Hey, that's right, Sham G Ali, and what a wonderful program he has. You know, a lot of work he puts into these programs, and I know it's well received. So I want to say thank you to all those who locked into Sham G's program, and he's one of the best, I'm telling you, out of the Caribbean. And we are proud to have him here on Shubnam Radio, and you could hear him every Saturday from 4 to 6. Well, you remember earlier I was telling you about trying to get hold of this young lady by the name of Ferial Khan. Well, she is on the line with me. I didn't get much chance to speak with her, so we want to say hello and welcome to Ferial. Ferial, welcome to Shubnam Radio.
Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your call.
Well, the little library, you know, it's the first time I've heard of it, and I got an email, and when I looked up a little bit about this organization, it was really an amazing idea, and I saw a Facebook clip where the founders are in Guyana as we speak, and they are distributing some books. So I'll let you tell us a little bit about the organization, how long it's been around, and what the aims and objectives are, and what is the latest project that caused the founders to be in Guyana right now.
Well, thank you, Richard. A little bit about the little library. It's founded in 2016 by Ishrani Dori. She's the founder, the CEO. She had a vision. And we've always maintained that we're promoting literacy and books for all children. So we do a lot of book collection and whatnot. And we keep it very simple. The books are colorful, reading, fun books. We don't send textbooks. We don't send religious books, nothing of the sort to Guyana. And we have been, like I said, 2016, it started in her parents' yard in Guyana, a little library in Beehive. Since then, we've really moved fastly. We have three community libraries, one in Bellevue, West Coast, and another one in Dutch Four. We have also put a lot of books in Region 9. We had a meeting with the ministry in 3 years ago, and they said Region 9 needed lots of books and little libraries. And Shani and I went there, and we put books in over about 40, I think it was 47. Now we're about 60 schools as of this year. 60 schools have gotten books from Little Library in Region 9. The other thing is that not only in that area, but I was there, both Ishrani and I were there in May. We spent 8 days, and we were one end of Guyana to the other end of Guyana, from the Quarantine all the way to Linden, all the way to West Coast. And we were assessing libraries, and the libraries that we saw, they did have books, but they were books that were not age-appropriate, so to speak. They were primary schools we were assessing. And these books were mostly, like, I go in there. I'm a former teacher, by the way, of Peel Board. And I went in there, and I'm looking at the books going, what is business management doing in the library? What is, they were books that were, again, not age appropriate. Not to say they weren't any books. They were. So that's where we come in. We look at the space. We make them bright and colorful and inviting for children to go there. And so we assessed 9 schools, and so now, I know I'm talking really fast, so I'm going to put you up to date. Mm-hmm. In August, Ishrani and I had to send my husband with her, and her husband and her parents went to Guyana because we had a container of 60,000 books.
Wow.
I know. We had a container of 60,000 books, and it kept being delayed and delayed, and that's why they had to extend their stay. But what was interesting is we, generous donors all over in Guyana as well, we got a donation of a space from Coven John, I think it's Coven John Ashram, I'm not quite sure, there's a place in Coven John. They gave us a space free of cost to store our books and to sort it. And these 9 schools that I'm talking about that we assessed, they're all, as of the ending of next week, all of them are done. They're middle of next week, actually. They're all prepped. Bookshelves are put in. They're being painted. Mats are put in place. And those shelves are put with beautiful, beautiful books for the children. I mean, I would love to see the children's face when they see the books, because that's heartwarming to me, knowing what they have to begin with. So that's our latest project, but as I said to everybody who's asked me, every expense that we have in terms of our own personal flying to Guyana, traveling to Guyana, whatever, wherever we stay in Guyana, that comes out from our personal expense. We do an annual walkathon, and that is our biggest fundraiser that we have, and that's on next Saturday, September 20th, at Arendelle Park, Area C, and there is, you can go to our little library website. It's just littlelibrary.ca, and you can check out the events there. If not, show up. We start at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is registration, 9 to 10, and then the walk. It's a 5-kilometer walk, so it's really fun. As I said, we have gifts. We have raffles, and we're not, and I know disrespect to anybody, but we're not your typical walkathon. We feed you after. We have cook up rice. We have duck curry or curry duck, whichever your country you come from. And we have fun. That's where we really make our money, to send books to Guyana and to improve the library, the school's conditions that are in these primary schools.
Well,
I want to
congratulate you guys. Is Ishrani the founder?
Yes, Ishrani Dori, yeah. She goes by Sony, yeah.
Okay.
That's who you know her.
Well, we want to really congratulate you all. And how was last year walkathon? How many people showed up, you would say?
I think we had like 125.
Okay.
And we raised about 15,000.
Okay, so this is, you're going to cost 20,000. I'm reading into this now. I put on my little psychic eye. You're going to raise a lot of money. And you know why? Because people listening now, whether you have a group, whether you have a walking group that you do the mold thing, whether you have a group on the temple that you recently did walkathon for your temple, you know you're the organizers, like Angela DeBans. I know you could take a team down there. I'm asking Sister Mina and her family, listen, you could go out and do a little walk. Come on, guys, let's go. Even if you don't want to walk, go and give a donation and have something to eat and meet with some of these people. It's a fun one, and you know we need the good weather, and you know the cool weather is moving in. So please, I urge you, I implore you, head on and do this. This is such a wonderful program, and when your founder and CEO comes back, we'd like to chat with her, because I would like to know, you know, the logistics of moving 60,000 books, sorting them out, packing them in a container, paying for it, shipping it, where it would, you know, when it was here, where it was located, how would somebody get in and pack? I mean, you need a lot of help, a lot of volunteers, even to get the library shelves painted, the lumber for it, the volunteers. Those are the ones we need to shine up. And anyone who supports you, we'd love to acknowledge them on this program. So thank you very much for what you're doing. Is there a phone number we can reach if somebody wanted to mail out a check or get more information?
They can do e-transfer if they like. If they and if they go to littlelibrary.ca, the information is there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they look at to go to, I think we do through PayPal. We just our website needs it's a progress in work. It's a work in progress. Excuse me. They can do all of that there. Ishrani Dori's address is there as well. They can mail it out to Little Library. We go under there, the site will take you to Universal Source of Abundance. Richard, just exactly what you said. You put it out to the universe and you get, you know, things happen.
Okay, but right? I'm saying that there are people who are listening that might not be able to, there's a grandmother right now, maybe want to call and say, hey, I have some money I want to give you. So give me a phone number.
I'll tell her, it says, my phone number is 416.
Yep.
668.
Mm-hmm.
8552, and Ishrani Dori's a phone number, and we're very open about it. And the only thing we always say is, if it says unknown number, mm-hmm. right? We do not pick up the phone.
Right.
But Ishrani's number is 416-518-0881.
Okay. So again, thank you very much. I repeat the numbers, please. 416-518-0881 or Sariel at 416-668-8552. You know, you could easily make a donation. What about books, as far as donating books? Are you collecting any of those?
Yes, we do, all the time, all the time. As a matter of fact, I picked up two boxes the other day. As long as they're children books, we go from zero age, I said zero age, because some children needs the, you know, the one word, one picture,
yeah.
And you have the two words, two picture books. That's what I'm saying. And the books are, as long as they're no textbooks and no religious books, we're fine.
Okay.
Because we keep it that way. But all we want are these colorful. And you know what? I've volunteered and I've helped a friend clean her basement because her kids were growing up, and I went in there and we cleaned the books that she had there that I wanted.
And you know, they have so many. And these children books, some of them are very expensive because, you know, grandparents spend their money. And these books are sometimes like brand new still. So if you have any of those lying around, put them all together and give them a call. They'll make arrangement for you to drop off or pick up. In fact, at the walkathon, maybe you could walk down with some books and some money and have something
Perfect.
To eat and have a good time. Thank you very much, Fariel. Thank you very much. And again, pass our congratulations to the organization. And please let us know in advance when you
Richard,
have it.
Wait a second. Aren't you coming out?
I can't see yet. You know, I would definitely like to come out and videotape some of the front faces that we have there. Thank you very much. I will try my best to be
You're
there.
You're welcome.
All right?
You're welcome, dude. Take
okay.
care. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, of course, again, the telephone numbers one more time, 416-518-0881 or 416-668-8552. Really good work they're doing, and like she said, you know,
you come out for the walk, get something to eat even. So I'm sure there's a registration for taking part in the walk. That's how they raise the money. But if you don't want to walk and you want to bring your dog and stroll along halfway or sit down and chat, you know, volunteer, offer some coffee, whatever it is, feel free. I'm sure they would accommodate you. This is Radio Shabnam. We'll be right back after some short, you know what? Let me see what I can find to play a nice song as we get ready for another interview coming up. You don't want to miss this one. We have the brother, the author. I tell you, he has so much to share about the work that he's been doing. And if you're from Guyana especially, you want to stay and listen to this interview. It's coming up next. I want to say hello to Marla. Welcome, Marla. Hope you like this one. I want to say thank you for sharing those beautiful selections. We'll be sharing them with our viewers on television. Thank you very much, Marla.
Thank you.
I just want to remind you, anybody driving in the Brampton area at Williams Parkway and Torbram, listen, they have Kongsh Roti available at Authentic Trini Cuisine. Really, you know, sometimes you buy Kongsh and it tastes like a rubber slippers. Let me tell you, check them out. Their corner, I think it's $15 and something century. It's Chatak Matak. It's delicious. Check them out at Authentic Trini Cuisine. That's what I mentioned that. If you're in the area or you want to drive up while the program is going on and pick up your own Kongsh Roti, the other nice thing I could tell you about is their aloo pie. I'm not one of those who like chana in the aloo pie. But you get the aloo pie by itself, let me tell you, it has real aloo in it. Spicy season. Well, hello to Devika and Devi. Nice to know that you're joining us very early. Hope you're feeling better, Devika. Well, as you can hear my voice, I'm losing it. Shabnam Radio, we are. Well, we are bringing down the music a little bit, running a little later. We have on the line, as promised, a brother who has been doing tremendous work. When I look at his short bio that he sent me here, Ahmed Hamid, he is the Director of Education and Dawah at the Central Islamic Organization from 1979 to 1995, editor of Nur Islam in New York, principal of Al-Nur School with 600 plus students in Brooklyn, Imam of Masjid Abu Bidda, I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. He wrote several articles for the West Indian magazines and newspapers in New York. His latest book, The Will to Survive, History of Muslims in Guyana, a biography of Haji Sakur, 1909 to 2011, historical articles on the internet, gathering information on Guyana Muslims in New York, and for another book, founder of the CIOG executive. He's a founding member of the executive of the CIOG, and I could go on and on. But I just wanted to introduce you to this young man. He has been, you know, I found a video of a memorial, I believe, he was asked to speak at. And I was so impressed with the historical data that he shared. I would like to say assalamu alaikum and welcome to Shabnam Radio. Brother, welcome to Shabnam.
Thank you for your kind introduction. Welcome, Salam Brother. It's a really pleasure to be on your radio and to talk about my book, which is about the Muslims in Guyana between the period 1930 to 2000.
Well, you know, it's so many people told me, mention your name to me, and I really apologize for not getting in touch with you earlier, but it's only today, and again, I didn't get to read even the synopsis of the book. But if you would explain a little bit, The Will to Survive, the history of the Muslims in Guyana, what prompted you to write this book?
My first, and what prompted me is this. Way in the 1960s, I was given a book written by Dwar Kanot on the history of East Indians in Guyana. And I read it, and I found out, you know, many things that I didn't know before. But the thing is, when I went to school, in reflection, when I went to school, nothing was taught to us about East Indians, about Muslims. Even when we went to high school, it was the same thing. We did English history. In primary school, we did a book, a very old book, Children's Story of Guyana, which was more about the African slaves that came from West Africa, and nothing about Indians, nothing about Muslims. So my granddaughter, who lives in Canada, whenever I come this way, she always asks about my life, the people of Guyana. She was born in Canada, and how they lived, what were their problems, and how they survived. And then in Guyana itself, I found in my work with Saturday from 1979 to 1995, we hardly knew anything about the Muslims in Guyana. Almost nothing. Just a little story here and a little story there. You check in the books, you find references in David Snott and Peter Roman, references to Muslim, but nothing much. So actually, we didn't have a history. So that prompted me, look, we, you know, write something about the Muslim that is factual, that generations after now will be able to read and digest and to know what life was like really for the Muslims who came from India and how they survived in Guyana.
Well, you know,
that is what it is about.
Mr. Isu Prasad, right, and people of the Indo-Caribbean background who would have done a lot of work with Indian arrival, and I always find that we as Muslims doesn't participate as much, and hence it turns and it looks and feels as if it's a Hindu-run celebration or commemoration when it comes to Indian arrival. And I believe, and as you just stated, why literature like this is so needed, to put in the archives the historical data that, and again, the way you would have approached it, facts and figures, and people could go back and use as reference. So I compliment you and congratulate you on doing that. I hope others follow in your footsteps, and may you, Allah bless you, to continue to finish the other projects that you have started in this area. So this book, tell us a little bit about the book itself.
The book, it's whatever you, whatever is in that book, it took me nearly 40 years to collect the information, bits and pieces here. When I visited the University Library, Ghana University Library, there were books on display, none by a Muslim, not even one. So this book seeks to represent to the Muslims incidents that happened from 1930 right on to 2000. It covers politics. It covers organizations, their rivalry. It covers theology, what the Muslims believed in, the problems they had between being this or being that. It covers actually the life on the sugar plantations, the things that Muslims had to undergo.